So my name is Edouard Alligan, but you can call me Edward if you prefer. I'm the chairman and CTO of a French-based company called Bureau 14. We sell a distributed database which is written entirely in C++ 11, and even though as I'm speaking in C++ 14, as we use the latest compilers all the time. I spend most of my time writing C++, well, in my dreams, because now that the company is growing, I have to spend a lot of time running the company, but I try to spend as much time as I can to write C++ code. I've been writing C++ for 15 years now, professionally.
Very nice. Cool.
My talk is going to be about the multi-platform C++. I will try to be original in this approach because multi-platform C++ is actually a little bit cliché as a topic. I will try to spark your interest about what you could not have thought about when related to writing a multi-platform program, because our software runs on Windows, it's made not so far from here, and Unixes such as FreeBSD and Linux.
Hmm. Very cool. So as most of our audience is going to be watching this pretty long after CVPCon is over, why don't you give us a little more in-depth about what you'll be talking about. Actually, when are you talking? When is your session?
My session is this afternoon.
Oh, this afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, I'm going to speak a lot about differences between Windows and Unix, but not the boring part, the thing you would not expect. And the presentation is going to start with some obvious example, and I'm going to ask the audience, do you think it's a multi-platform program? And as we're going to move on, I hope I'm going to show that some issues are not always that obvious. Especially when you want to get performance, because the difficulty with multi-platform programming is when you want your software to run equally well on Windows and FreeBSD and Linux and maybe Macintosh. Mm-hmm. And that's why it gets hard, because you're making maybe a system calls, or maybe you are using the STL in ways by default doesn't behave as you expect it to behave.
Cool. All right. So, what are your impressions of the first CPP conference ever?
I think it's a very, very, very impressive conference. I'm really impressed by what John did. Obviously, he was not alone, but
yeah.
I know he's been having this idea for a long time, and I think we can thank Herb as well, because he said, "Okay, we're going to merge going native and CPPCon," and there was really a need for such conference. And people are really interested and really passionate about C++. And there is really, people are realizing that we need native code. And say, okay, and even if you don't care about C++, I think even if you're never going to write a C++ program in your whole life, it's important for you that the C++ community is well and alive, because you are using every day programs written in C++. Mm-hmm. So if those programs could be correctly written and efficient, then it's very good for you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Anything else about C++ that you'd like to mention to our audience?
Well, since C++ 11, we started writing software in 2008. And by then, we took the decision to do it in C++ OX, because it's going to be released next year, right? Mm. Then actually, it was released in C++ in 2011.
Okay.
But back then, we already had experimental compilers supporting the new features. And I think now it's time to teach C++ in a different way. Stop thinking about pointers and the C and that stuff. Say, no, let's start. It's a C++ 11. Let's talk about lambdas. Let's talk about the STL. Let's talk about all of this. And forget about all the weird stuff that the dark past, you know. Let's forget the dark past. Mm-hmm. And if you're curious, maybe at some point in your career, you're going to see about the new features and the old features.
Yeah. Well, Edward, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Speaking to us, and best wishes with your talk this afternoon.
Thank you very much.